Okay, we're going to take public testimony on House Bill 1101. House Bill 1101 is our proponent.
Back to back, I'm not sure that's a good idea. I'm Representative Adelstein from Pennington County, District 32. I bring this bill at the urging of our Pennington County State's Attorney. This bill arose out of a particularly heinous crime that occurred in Rapid City, where a wonderful young woman was raped in a church by a man who had been on, I think he was on parole from a sentence in Colorado. Eventually, he went back to, well, we know he was under indictment in Colorado. Eventually, he went back to Colorado and served prison time there. He was convicted in Rapid City as well. And as I understand it, not being an attorney, as I understand it, that the judge had no choice because of the conviction in Colorado but to let the sentence go concurrently. And so what the state's attorney is asking that this be changed in order that the judge may, in his discretion, make it consecutively so that that person, when he was done in his time in Colorado, will then come back and have to serve time for this vicious rape in South Dakota.
Thank you, Representative Adelstein. Are there any questions of the representative? Representative Sieber, excuse me.
On line 7, when you say may run concurrently, the other option could be consecutively, couldn't it?
Then that's what I'm trying. That's what I'm trying to get.
And down in the bottom, you say run concurrently or
consecutively. Leave it up. Very good. We leave it up to the judge that for example, in a case like this, the judge clearly would have sent this criminal to make it consecutively, so that when he was done with his time in Colorado, that he'd have to come back to South Dakota and serve. So we want to make it so it is clear that the judge can go concurrent or consecutively.
Representative Madsen.
Representative Adelstein, I'm looking at lines 8 and 9 that in the stricken, in the part of your bill that would propose striking those. As I read it, the judgment or sentence may be that imprisonment on the subsequent conviction, that is the second conviction like we're talking about in the Pennington County matter, may run concurrently with imprisonment on prior conviction, in other words, run concurrently or at the same time. But I'm looking at the other part, or the imprisonment for the subsequent offense may commence at the expiration of imprisonment on any other offense. Isn't that a consecutive sentence?
No, I think what happened in this case, now I'm beginning, Tom, maybe you can, Representative Henney's maybe able to help me. I think what happened is the offense in South Dakota occurred first, so it wasn't a subsequent offense. The Colorado one occurred later, so it's a matter to make it to give the judge the power to make them run regardless of when the offense occurred, whether it was subsequent or prior. I think that's the issue. Was that the case, Representative Henney's?
Representative Henney, if you wish to respond.
I can respond, but I have to tell you, I was gone before the adjudication, so I don't have
okay.
That information.
Further questions of the sponsor? Representative Gillespie.
Thank you. Representative Adelstein, can you clarify for me here, did you say that this individual had also been charged and convicted of a crime in Colorado?
I think at the time that he did this this offense in Pennington County, I think that, I'm not sure when the Colorado event occurred, whether it was subsequently or prior. I think the issue is whether it's subsequent or prior.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Proceed.
So then, for my clarification, we're talking about two crimes that were committed and two convictions that were obtained.
One in Colorado, one in Pennington County, yes.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I find it unusual that the two different states would require that there would be a requirement that they be concurrent. And we can get to this in discussion, especially with with Representative Madsen, but that doesn't seem possible to me. Thank you.
If Any further questions? Hearing none, any further proponents? Mr. Shore. I would ask, given the time that we have one other bill, if we could move it along, please.
I understand. Chuck Schroyer, on behalf of the State's Attorneys Association, this is a bill that came through our association's process to bring to the legislature. Our legislative committee supported the bill. Our board supports the bill. State's Attorney Mark Smith from Hughes County is here to speak to this. He was one of the people that had suggested this change, and I think he'll be able to answer some of the questions you might have about the case involved.
Thank you very much. Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, my name is Mark Smith. I'm the Hughes County State's Attorney. Come here in support of House Bill 1101. I just explain the situation. One of the things that Representative Mattson brought up and Representative Gillespie brought up. There's a case from the South Dakota Supreme Court. Its name is Arguello. It's from 1996, and that case says that if a person's convicted of a crime and is sentenced, convicted of two crimes, on the second sentence, it's so complicated I can't even describe it. if you commit a crime, you commit another crime, you're sentenced on the second crime first. According to Arguello, you can only get a concurrent sentence on the sentence for the first crime. If the first crime that happened in time is sentenced after the second offense that was sentenced before the second one occurred. Anyway, that's what happened and I think it's the same case. And that's why the statute, even though the statute seems relatively clear before the changes that are suggested by Representative Adelstein in this bill, the Supreme Court has ruled that can't happen that way, that you can only get concurrent sentences. And I've had it happen to me, and that's why I brought it up to our legislative committee of the State's Attorneys Association, because I've had, like, if somebody commits a crime in Hughes County, then goes to, let's say, Sioux Falls and commits another crime. Well, I charge them in Hughes County. They get caught in Minnehaha County and they call me and they say, you know, we got this guy that you've got charged too. And I say, well, as long as you've got him, and this actually happened, as long as you've got him, why don't you just prosecute him, and then I'll bring him back and we'll prosecute him here. Well, they do that. The person goes through the system, gets sentenced. I bring him back to Hughes County, and the only thing that can happen to him is a concurrent sentence. If we had just taken the time and the money to bring him back to Hughes County, prosecute him in Hughes County first, we could have gotten a sentence there. He could have gone to Minnehaha County and gotten a consecutive sentence because of the way the sentences were handed down. And this would provide discretion in the court to do either one. It doesn't require consecutive, but it allows consecutive and concurrent. We think that this would change the statutory construction that the Supreme Court had in Arguello and change it so that it would allow for that discretion. Thank you.
Representative Gillespie and then Mattson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with your description of Arguello, but correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't it true that Supreme Court case only applied to a situation where there was a motion to revoke and the facts were the same?
No, that was actually two different crimes.
Okay, thank you.
There was another case that was a motion to revoke.
Representative Mattson.
Mr. Smith, at the risk of seeming dense, do you have a copy of the bill before you?
Yes.
Does this read correctly to you through the stricken part, imprisonment on the subsequent conviction on any of the offenses or convictions may run concurrently or consecutively, or should on the subsequent conviction in line 7 be stricken as well to make that read correctly?
Or you could have the imprisonment on the subsequent conviction may run concurrently or consecutively. You could take out the on any of the offenses or convictions.
You see what I mean? Yeah, yours doesn't read right to me.
Yours is probably better because then it talks about offenses or convictions.
Yeah. Further proponents. Hearing none, the committee will close for committee action and discussion.
Representative Mattson.
Mr. Chairman, I move an amendment as follows. In line 7 of the printed bill, after the word imprisonment, to strike the words on the subsequent conviction.
And there's a motion by Representative Mattson, seconded by Representative Monroe. Any questions? Yes, please. Thank you. The motion is to amend on line 7, House Bill 1101, to strike the words on the subsequent conviction. So it would read, maybe that the imprisonment on any of the offenses or the convictions may run concurrently or consecutively at the discretion of the court. Any further questions on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Amendment carried. Further action, Representative Monroe. Representative Monroe moves D passed on 1101 as amended. Is that seconded? Seconded by Representative McCauley. Further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the Secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Failed.